Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shom, Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding it in Dorim Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis, according to most of Rishonim, concludes a Libra de Rav Ashi that there's a difference between saying Lachulin and Lechulin. Lachulin with a posach under the Lamed, that really means Loichulin, means it's not Chulin. And if you have a Shiva under the Lamed saying Lechulin, then it does not mean loy, it actually means yes. That's the Gemara concludes. According to this, the Magen Avraham, in Siman Taf Kuf Pei Beis, Seif Katan Dalet, says that when you say Zachreinu Lechaim in Aser Simei Tshuva, you have to make sure to say Lechaim with a Shiva and not Lachaim with a Pasach. Because Lachaim means loy Chaim. Chas Hashem to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember us not for Chaim. We want to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember us for Chaim. So that's why you have to be very careful to say Leh with Hashva. After the Magen Avraham, that's only during Aser Simei Tshuva, during the time of Rosh Hashanah, that's where very makri, the time of Yom Adin. But during the year, we do say Hashkiveinu Lachaim, and not Lechaim. That's how the Magen Avraham is geared so is, and he says that's how you have to say it based on Dikduk. And it's only this time of the year that we're makpit, but in Akol Panim and Rosh Hashanah, you're very careful to say Zecheinu Lechaim and not Lachaim, because it means Loichaim. There's a beautiful word which is brought down in the Sefer Avnei Shoyam Ala Taira. I do not have the Sefer, access to the Sefer, but the Shut Maharsham and Chelek Beis in the end of Siman Kuf Nun Tes brings this word and adds a beautiful addition. We'll bring it over here. So we'll start with the following. It says in the piyutim of Rosh Hashanah, in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, there's a piyut right before Gedusha. And the words of the piyut are, V'hayoyim yipaschu shloisha sfarim menukodim. There's three sfarim open Rosh Hashanah, shel tzadikim, shel beinunim, shel rishayim. There's three sfarim menukodim. Loshon nikud. What's the nikud? Which nikudos do we care about the sfarim? What's the connection between the sefer and the nikud? So says the Avnei Shoyam in the name of his father. The Pshat is like this. Up there in Shemaim, there's no Ra, there's no bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't write in Shemaim that someone is nidoin for death, for mavis. What it's written in Shemaim is the word L'chaim. The question is, how do you read the word L'chaim? Tzadikim, you write that they're nichtav L'chaim with a Shva under the Lamed, meaning they're nichtav for Chaim, for life. The Rishayim, on the other hand, they also have the same letters, Lam and Ches Yud Yud Mem. But the Nikud under the Lam is not Shva, it's a Pasach, Lachaim, which means for not for life. And then Beinonim have no Nikudis at all. Doing from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Tluim Vohimdim, until they get to Yom Kippur, and then is decided if to put a Shva or to put a Pasach. That's what it means that the Svarim or Menukodim. All of them have the same word. The only question is, how do you spell the word? Tzadikim have a Shva, Rishoyim have a Pasach, Beinunim Tluim Vohimdim, until you add the Nikud later. A beautiful word based on our Gemara that the Avnei Shoyam brings. Adds the Maharsham a Givaldic idea. The Gemara with the Zohar says that we have something called a Loika de Meir Anena. When a person needs to have a special Yeshua, he davens and he says, please, Eloiker de Meir, the Eloikim of Meir, you should answer me. Says the Maharsham, what shat would say Dafka Meir, Dafka Rabbi Meir? So he says, because in our Gemara, Meir says that you do not learn Michla Lav Hein. You cannot learn from Lachulin that it means Loichulin. Because Lochulin means Nachulin, but something else. But you have to come and be Medayek. Michla Lav Teshemeh Hein. You have to do that diuk. Remeir holds you don't do the diuk. So says the Maharsham, that's what we're saying. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please judge us like Remeir. Because according to Remeir, it doesn't matter if it says L'chaim with a Shva or L'chaim with a Pasach. Even if it says the Pasach, it doesn't mean Moves, because L'chaim, according to Remeir, you don't hear Michla Lav Atashemeh'ein. You don't hear from the L'chaim that it means Loichaim, but Moves. So everything is Chaim. That's the special tefillah, Eloika de Meir Aneni, Azoy Zog de Maharsham. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.